The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this, directly from the business leaders, and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, everyone. It's Bomber Billy Sikorsky speaking of Orioles.
No, speaking of sports.
Oh, that's right. Speaking of sports.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great.
I bet.
I'm having a great morning.
Yeah, I bet you are.
It's a great morning in Bomber.
You ready for your segment?
I sure am.
What's it called?
It's Speaking of Sports.
Right.
I'm real excited about this because, well, my favorite columnist, Peter Schmuck.
Who?
Peter Schmuck.
Is that his real name?
You know that I've been reading Peter Schmuck's column for 20 years.
Yes.
And here's what he writes. From the pages of the Baltimore Sun.
That's your paper of record, isn't it?
Did you watch the New York Yankees run circles around the Orioles on Sunday night?
Yeah.
In the final game of the division series and just assume that the O's would wilt at the first sign of the legendary Yankee mystique?
Mm-hmm.
If so, you probably need to buckle up because they're headed to the Bronx all even in the best of five and even in their World Series hopes.
Are you buckled up? Yeah, I wanted to tell you, congratulations on that.
That's right. 3-2. Way to go, Birds.
Now, I want to know this. What about the Nats?
They lost. But anyway, I'm really excited about this. Peter Schmuck goes on to say...
He does?
Of course, they played pretty well everywhere. Uh-huh. Finishing the regular season with the best road record in the American League.
You know,
46-35.
You know, Bill, you're reminiscent of the G. Gordon Liddy show in that you like to come on the radio and read from the paper.
That's right, especially if it's Peter Schmuck.
You love Peter Schmuck.
If Peter Schmuck's writing it, I'm reading it.
That's right.
Just because you've been there, I don't think anybody thinks that's any preclusion.
What's that? What?
I'm sorry.
I can't read. I hate when he uses them big words.
What about, do you think Peter Schmuck should...
Mike has trouble with those, too.
Schmuck should focus on smaller words?
Well, Mike's got bad vision.
Maybe you should put on your Baltimore Billy glasses.
What a shame Mr. Holtzman couldn't put them lasers in his eyes. Anyway, okay, this is a quote.
Yeah. A what?
A quote.
Okay.
Just because you've been there,
right?
I don't think anybody thinks that that's any preclusion on a given day how you're going to play.
Sure.
Said manager Buck Showalter.
You big fan of Buck?
I think Buck Showalter should be manager of the year.
I think so, too.
Yeah, so they win. They won. 3-2.
Oh, I wanted to ask you one more thing.
While we're
Are we still speaking of sports?
Of course.
Okay, what about RG3 and the concussion?
He got his bell rung.
Right. So
huh?
So what?
Well, from the Orioles article.
What? Oh, back to that.
You're starting to confuse me.
I didn't mean that. Did you get your bell rung?
Here's a roundup.
A what?
Here's a roundup of what other media outlets are saying about the Orioles' win over the New York Yankees.
Well, Bill, this is exciting because so often you have to go to many different places to hear what other people think about the Orioles, but you're bringing all of it to us.
Well, I won't read all that. I won't trouble you with that. I just want to say, Buck Showalter and catcher Matt Wieters, you rock.
You like them?
I sure do. And I like Jim Toomey.
What is your preview? Do you have a prediction for the next game?
I think we're going to go up into the Bronx Bombers' hometown, and we're going to kick a little ass.
And what about the Nats?
They lost.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We're in a Speedo this summer. Very exciting. Yeah, I know. The only thing creepier than seeing a guy in a Speedo is seeing a guy in a Speedo staring back at you. You gotta get in shape for that. I don't like getting in shape. Getting in shape is such a drag. You're so whiny and no one even wants to hang out with you when you're trying to lose weight. You never hear your fat friend say something like, "No, I really shouldn't." You walk with your fat friend, middle of the night. You wanna stop for some pizza? Hell yeah. "No, I don't eat carbs after 6. Yeah, 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 yeah. Shut up or I'll eat you too. That's why you get married, ultimately. All those years single, running around like an idiot, trying to stay in shape, just trying to hook up. As soon as you get married, finish line. It's in the rules. I love you, you love me. We can't have sex with other people. Let's eat a chocolate cake. You want ice cream on that? You bet your fat ass I do.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cabbie Fiverr Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 15 million times, and we are heard in 150 countries worldwide.
Whoa.
One of these days, we'll just have to list them.
Whoa.
Hey, Mark?
Yeah?
My computer does not take phone calls. Can you fix that for me?
Hey.
Because I want to give out the phone number, because I'd love to take a bunch of phone calls today.
You really? Is today the day?
I wish today's the show was like your computer.
718.
I get it.
506-1625. That's the number to call us. It is Tuesday, as Baltimore Billy would say.
He would.
Tuesday, October 9, 2012, and we're delighted to have you along with us. Our show today brought to you by the aforementioned TLC.
Oh, yes.
Laser Eye Center. Man, what a beautiful office they had.
You like it?
Yeah, I love being there. I like the whole experience.
It really was.
It's very nice to go in to a medical experience of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost sound like Billy a little bit. Any kind.
You're feeling it, aren't you?
And to really just love it. It just was
comfortable.
Well,
and to feel confident in what they're doing.
Well, they have to sweat the details because when people leave there, they have perfect vision. It's not like it can be messy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to see everything.
Do you think it would be bad if I was to say that... How shall I put this?
We'll
this is a commercial for TLC. That the lady at the front desk,
yes,
was rather skilled.
Easy on the eyes, you might say.
Ooh.
You know what? See, you plunge right. Horn doggy, you
I think
I'm trying to handle this discreetly. Let me be an eye clinic.
You see, easy on the eyes.
Easy on
and
the eyes.
And let me be a consultant.
She was gorgeous.
On the outside
huge
looking
hands.
In. I don't think you want to hear skilled. I think skilled is going to make people jump to the conclusion.
She was lovely.
Lovely is nice. Easy on the eyes is even clever.
From the lovely receptionist all the way through the lovely Dr. Holtzman.
And Holtzman, he's a knockout, too. Real piece of ass.
Don't
he's
get me
gorgeous.
Started.
Yeah.
Well, he's experienced, too. They all are. The TLC equipment is always state-of-the-art. They have a lifetime commitment that's huge. And here's the good news. I don't know if they have hotties all over the country. But they do. Oh, good. They have locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered. If you would like to schedule a free consultation to see what you've been missing and put the glasses down and go out and enjoy yourself.
Ditch the glasses.
Call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020. Or find them online at their new web address. They got a brand new one.
Oh,
this is new for me, too.
Jot this down.
TLCvision.com.
Mm-hmm.
TLCvision.com. Now through October 11th, that's this coming Saturday, TLC will donate $5 to the OGS Foundation for every completed laser vision correction consultation.
Right.
Be sure to tell them you heard about TLC on the Mike O'Mara Show, TLC Laser Eye Center.
Will you entertain a question briefly about glasses?
Yes.
On your kitchen table, your new kitchen table is lovely, by
the way.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
But on there are two pairs
I can't afford medical
insurance, or I can't get medical insurance, but I can sure as hell go out and buy furniture.
Well, that's fine. What
no,
you can do
no
is...
No pre-existing furniture requirement where they didn't allow me to buy goddamn furniture.
Not yet.
If we have to take the leg, we'll lay you down on that table for the procedure. But you have two...
Did you have stains on your previous dining room table? Well, yes, I did. I'm sorry. We will not allow you to buy this one.
Not eligible.
You have two pairs of glasses on your kitchen table. They're hermetically sealed, and they've not been touched. What are those glasses?
Those are different glasses.
Different.
Those
wow.
Like
are
what?
My,
X-ray?
They're
are they
my
Google
stage glasses?
Glasses.
Oh.
Getting ready for the show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I wear glasses. No, they're a new pair of glasses. They're stage glasses.
Hey, do they have
you
any...
know that. I wear glasses whenever I perform live because I don't like my anus eyes.
But do you have glass in them or are they just frames?
No, they're glasses.
Okay, so...
I
didn't want them to reflect with the stage lights.
They're a weaker prescription than I have for my normal glasses so I can see everything.
Can we see them on you?
The audience. Yeah.
Mark, can you get the glasses off the kitchen table? The pre-existing glasses?
Just the black ones.
No,
just
all of them.
Shut up, Rob.
The pink ones, too.
Two questions.
Had enough of you already, and it's 8 minutes into the show.
I know.
I have two fair questions.
Yes.
One, do you ever wear glasses in bed and not just to sleep?
Oh, you mean to increase the experience?
And then two.
No, I can see the nipples up close.
Would you ever consider wearing prescription sunglasses on stage?
No. No, I don't do sunglasses on stage. I wear these. Now, I've got two. One that Carla had. I've got so many.
And where did you get them?
Huh?
Where did you get them?
In the mall.
I've been shopping new sunglasses for myself because it's been 12 years.
No, I got them. These are not sunglasses. Wow. Hey, Mr. Man, these are not sunglasses.
Well,
I was wondering
if you had a merchant, an eyewear merchant that you liked a lot.
I'll let you. These are the glasses I was planning on wearing on stage in Reno. We're going to get to Reno in a second.
I need a wider pair of glasses.
First of all, these are my glasses that I... Yeah, these are the real prescription because they're bifocals. I can look at you and see you
clear.
And then I can look down a copy and see that.
Well, that's excellent for your Mark Ronick Halloween costume.
No, but this is really, these are the good ones. These are the ones that I wear. Okay?
They're great.
Then,
great.
There are two sets of glasses.
Showbiz glasses. They're still hermetically sealed.
Listen, I don't make any secret about the fact I will dye my beard a darker color. Mm-hmm. I will wear... I enhance myself. Yeah. It's show business. We're allowed to. The one thing I want to take is I lose the weight. I want to get rid of this little turkey thing.
Right? Yeah.
I want to get rid of that, too.
That's tricky.
I know, but you got rid of yours.
Jack LaLanne taught me an exercise for that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, I'm not doing that.
All right,
hold on.
Well, you pretend you're Bob Hope?
These are the first.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Carla said the same thing.
No, you look too big. You know what like Jesse Raphael.
I look like a nerd.
No, you know what they look like? They look like when Sammy was trying out different glasses right after he got the glass eye, and he's trying to distract from the glass eye. Those are not,
just,
no.
Just all too big.
No.
But these are the ones I will be wearing.
Well, Mark, can you try those on? See how you look?
I would love to see Mark in the big glasses.
Yeah. Is he going to look like Larry King?
Let's see Mark.
No. I will look like Jewy Juustine.
Would you?
Oh, my God.
Look over here.
That is a disaster.
That's wondrous.
I think he looks professorial.
Would you?
No.
Would you borrow money from this man? I love it. And we have a picture today's show.
And Mark, bring your camera down a little bit.
I was just working on that.
So these are the ones I will be wearing on stage.
Better. Better Buddy Holly style.
Oh, much better. Yeah. Jesus.
You know, actually,
what is the Jesus? What, are you being sarcastic?
I mean, how could you go from the frames Mark's wearing right now to the frames you're wearing?
It seems the same to me.
No, the tortoiseshell frame actually
is nerdy.
It's not swishy, nerdy. It's also like feminine.
Yeah, it's swishy.
So these are what I'm going to be wearing.
I like, you know, actually, those have come really back into vogue. Julia made me buy her a pair on Amazon without any prescription, just for wearing around.
Glasses.
Yeah, she likes them.
Yeah,
she likes them a lot.
You know, these are what I'm going to wear.
Congrats.
What it is the light prescription relaxes my eyes on stage, and my eyes aren't bothering me. So
relaxes.
I like
these.
But right now, if I'm reading copy on these, it's just a little more blurry than with my regular ones. So this prescription, I've got basically two prescriptions. I've got what I wear here.
Yeah.
I've got the reading glasses that I can't see you at all.
Right? Yes.
Then I've got my prescription where I can look over the top and see you clearly and read copy perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got these where I can see you guys perfectly, and it's just a little blurry.
And you've totally ruled out the idea of a monocle.
You know what?
Nah.
Have you totally ruled out the idea of me not shooting you?
Wow. Well, you know what? That really was
a comeback.
That was, well, no, that was the thing about
your brain has the hard candy.
There
shell.
You go.
The thing about that is that
where
it was
my tortoise shells. Clean up after yourself. I need my tortoise shells back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God, Mike, damn it.
That threat was so understated what that it actually flipped me out a little bit.
What do you think this is anyway?
Have you thought about the time I'm going to kill you and cut you up and grind you up and put you in the basement?
Maybe it's because I watched Dexter last night.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
What do you think? I rewatched
part of it. Your TV,
I don't usually know what he said.
I agree. Buzz said it's real slow, and I agree with Buzz 90% on his TV, and he was right. It was slow.
I'm fading on it.
It's just kind of, it's kind of like, that's the way I look at it.
Now that his sister knows, I don't know.
I'll tell you, Homeland, forget it. I measure all shows against Homeland now, and Homeland is rocking. Homeland, I was watching that. I felt like they would have felt during the Osama bin Laden raid. Mm. They created that level of tension with me where they're waiting to shoot that terrorist. And I'm going, they're going to get him. They're going to get him. And it was fantastic.
There's something.
God, it's a great show.
I know the star of the show, that guy, the red-headed guy, the red-haired
British
guy.
He's British actor. I forgot. Nobody knows his name.
He creeps me out for
he's
some
supposed
reason.
To creep you out. He's
I understand.
A terrorist.
He won some Emmys himself in addition to the show winning. But I don't know. Something about that guy gives me the willies.
Do you really like a show that tense?
Yes.
Really, you do? Because sometimes shows get too tense and you just don't even want to be a part of it.
No, you're going out. Well, you don't because you want to. It's lollipops and rainbows.
Well,
with
no,
your life.
Okay, let me change it. Sometimes shows are so tense that one doesn't like to watch it. My father's dentist won't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. He says it makes him too uneasy.
Well, that
the
Curb Your
situation.
Curb Your Enthusiasm makes me uncomfortable because it's just so effing rude.
Okay.
Exactly.
I hate the always rude.
So that's different than being tense.
No, tense is.
It's awkward.
It doesn't make me tense. It just, I think, why did you? You know what? You're in a. What did you
Conjuring.
Take extra? Did you take 5 hour energy before you came in here today?
I did not.
I did.
You're upsetting me.
so something that's awkward.
I went down to see Joan.
So what I like about it, I like a journey. I like to be. I like a. You like roller coasters in the amusement park. I like them in the movie theater.
Okay.
I like to go on a real ride
Fun.
And feel almost spent at the end and just go. Wow. And if it's a good one, what it's going to make you feel is like the old cliffhanger that you leave that show and you say to yourself, oh, my God, I am so ready for the next week.
But does Homeland...
I'm starting to sound like Arnold.
No, but does
what have you done to me?
I've done nothing. I came in. We had a nice conference call with your mother.
Show and my mother says, Rob and I had...
a wonderful conference call with Mary.
We had joke corner. Today's subject, religious jokes.
Yeah, it was good.
Do you want to tell your Jewish joke?
I would. I was reminded of this. I hadn't heard this joke in a long
time.
This
joke made me laugh.
It's fine.
It is.
It's a two Jews
show?
Joke.
Oh, okay.
But you'll have to judge yourself. In the land of jokes, this joke actually makes fun of a stereotype.
Okay. It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think you'll enjoy it. And with that said, I don't think you should tell it because you're known as Big Auto.
Okay. Do you want to tell it?
No, but you'll tell it better, but you'll also be labeled a bigot again.
Because this is the same man that drops China Man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And pisses and apologize to that guy.
I'd like to apologize for using that racially insensitive phrase.
Thank you very much.
I don't think this joke is a problem.
Okay.
It's fine.
You got a Jew?
It's lighthearted.
All right. And you know what?
Well, Rob told it very well to me, and it was so funny that I called my dear sweet mom, and then she told me a stereotypical Catholic joke.
Wonderful.
That's right.
So it's nice. Balance.
And you know what? If we can each tell our jokes briefly, Oscar can rate them on the insensitivity scale because he's on the outside looking in. Oscar, he can be the joke consultant.
Mm. He might not like these jokes, much like he didn't like the whole newsreel thing because he's too young.
That's true.
You know what? I was going to text Rob and tell him I love the newsreel.
Well, we're going to get to you in the second segment.
I've got a great
joke. You look like you were sleeping.
I've got a great joke about Muslims if we have time.
Really?
All right.
Is Muhammad in it?
I'm kidding.
It draws a picture, right? So
you
there's
tell,
two Jews.
You tell the Jewish joke, and then I'll tell the Catholic joke.
Two Jewish fellows are walking down the street, and they come in front of the cathedral, and there's a sign. It says, join our church, become a Catholic, get $500. It's like some sort of pledge drive, a membership drive. And they, thank you. And they look at each other, and they say, this is too good to pass up. But we can't go in together, because it'll look suspicious. I'll go in first, and then afterwards, I'll come out, you wait a half hour, you go in. Mm-hmm. That way, we'll both get the money. Mm-hmm. And he says, okay, deal. So one of them goes in. You know when you're on the elliptical and you increase the resistance? Yes. It's doing the same thing, but with a much harder workout. So he's in there, and it takes a couple hours. And the first guy is pacing in front of the church and nervous because their plan is afoot. Yeah. And finally, a couple hours later, The first guy comes out. He looks at him and he smiles. And the other guy smiles back. He says, so? He says, so I did it. He says, did you get the money? He said, is that all you people think about?
I like it. That's good.
Rob Spiewak.
It's good, right?
Converging.
Thank you. Time
ready?
Machine.
Are you ready?
Now yours.
All right. Now, and instantly, our apologies to everybody in the podcast audience.
Nah.
Pat and Mike dig in a ditch, and they're across from a house of ill repute, a bordello. A whorehouse, if you will.
I will.
And they're sitting there digging the ditch, and they see this minister that walks off the, gets out of his cab and walks in there. He goes,
how can you believe that? Can you believe that, Mike? That's a terrible thing. A man of God going into a place like that.
Was always so.
Now I at least played laugh tracks.
Hooray!
There you go. Would you like to start over?
So Pat and Mike, so that's terrible. They go back to they go back to digging their ditch. About an hour later, a rabbi comes down the street, walks into the house of ill repute, and Pat says to Mike,
can you believe, look at that again. A man of the cloth, a man of God, he's actually going into a place like that. Would you believe such a thing?
So they go back to digging their ditch. Later that afternoon, a priest comes in, walks into the house of ill repute. Pat looks at Mike and goes, oh, there must be somebody really sick in there.
See, those aren't bad. Those aren't hateful.
No.
Thank you.
There's no hate behind
it. Was so wondrous to hear your mother tell it.
Yeah,
it was really good.
92. You know what? 92, bam, bam, bam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right there.
She didn't miss. She loves, my mom loves telling jokes.
You know, and you really should always have at least one joke ready to go. Someday you just need a joke. You need to have
one.
And
she didn't miss a beat.
No. What's the one that I tell all the time? The dirty one.
No, you can't say that.
I can't tell that one, right?
No.
The really filthy one.
No. However, in Reno, I might bring out the pickle slicer joke.
Don't. I hate that.
It's a good
I
one.
Hate that. Don't tell
joke.
That. Don't tell the pickle slicer.
Great joke.
Dude, come up with another filthy joke.
Okay.
All right. That's what we should do.
Okay.
The aristocrats.
I have two good ones that are very dirty.
Really?
Yeah.
The pickle slicer is disgusting.
It is.
It grosses me out.
It's not as gross as the
penises.
Other one. Huh? It's not as gross as the other one.
Do you know a good one?
No, I have horrible jokes.
What is the show degenerating into now? I haven't even said what we're going to have on the program.
Okay, we really should get to it.
In the second segment, we're going to talk about Oscars World.
Yay!
And then we are going to have our Reno Countdown beginning with our band tapes that we will go through the three finalists. Because
excellent.
Tomorrow is October 10th.
Oh, one month out, Mike.
Wow. And tomorrow is the day we make the big announcement. And it is our countdown to Reno.
Right.
It is also a very quick countdown for me to go to Haiti. Going to
That's
Haiti.
Right. Your safari is coming up.
Next week's... That's racist, too.
That is not.
That is racist, too.
That is not.
You
He's
turned
not going
Haiti
to
into Africa.
Africa.
You That safari, that is terrible.
I don't
what
think
is
safari
wrong?
Indicates.
What is wrong with you today?
I don't think safari has any racial or
it
geographic
is absolutely,
connotations.
It is. You think of that, you're going to play drums and you're
going
to do
no,
all that.
No, I play
That's
nothing.
What you're going
it
to do.
It would have been easier if you would have said crusade.
Is that all you people think about?
Is that all you people think? Let me see. When is advertising obscene? And I want to, just before we go to break, I want to get to that. Really. It is getting to the point here in apparently a battleground state of Virginia that I live in.
Right.
God help you if you are experiencing this anywhere else in the country.
Swing state.
This is obscene. It has gotten to the point, first of all, Jesus Christ, people that make political ads and sell political ads, oh my God, the money making.
License to print.
Insane. Find out, we're in the advertising business. Break me up. Listen, I make my living. We all make our living on advertising. It has gotten to be, we have all now, if you live in Virginia and the district, you have seen, and Maryland, you have seen these commercials 700, 800 times each. Mm-hmm. I'm so offended by it. It's so obnoxiously oversaturated, and it's part of the problem. Am I the only one that feels this way?
No, so the offensive thing is the quantity of the ads?
All
is that
of
what you're
them.
Saying?
It's the offensive nature of they're all,
Right.
Mitt Romney said, Barack Obama wants you to believe. They're all.
How fast do you tune them out now?
I don't even register anymore.
I can't decipher
between the two.
You're right.
Yesterday, it was Sunday. I think during Sunday Night Football, they had in D.C. area at least, they had a Barack Obama ad and then a Romney ad back to back.
They do that a lot.
Sat there,
traffic.
And
talk to Robbie about that.
Yeah, and I said, I remember being on the radio, and if you had two car dealership ads right away, back to back, people would get pissed.
And then, this has superceded all other advertising.
Right.
You're not seeing anything.
Plus,
it's like, whatever happened to the rest of the advertising?
Yeah, but what I think is that's exactly what has happened, that there's no surplus, and the money coming in from these political parties and these super PACs. PACs have really played out all the usual players.
Right. Oh, yeah, they bumped all the car ads. They bumped all of them.
Or they can't afford to play ball right now.
Absolutely.
Which, in turn, some may say, if there's not that much advertising, how is Ford going to sell more cars?
What a brilliant point. That's because true. You're talking. I said that about you. Anyway, that's a brilliant point.
Wow.
You really, I mean, think about it. Economically, it's probably doing, because, I mean, car dealerships and a lot of these retailers need to advertise to do that.
Yes.
And you're getting these bumped, and it is constant repetition. Mm-hmm. There's more, you know, and I don't even process whether they're clever or not.
What do you propose? What should be done,
do you think? Well, this is the reforming of the campaign situation and the
campaign
money that
reform.
Goes into politics.
Right.
It's, you know, and saturation is just, it's not changing.
Do you cap the spending by the candidates,
I've heard this before, I think you shorten the campaign season. I think you have to do all of those things. This is what we're talking about is campaign reform. I'm just thinking, so does it bother you to see all these ads?
Yeah, but like Oscar said, I skip them. I mean, I tend to skip most commercials anyway, but certainly political ads. I don't sit through those. I won't. But, and if it comes on and it's live, I'll walk out of the room and turn the volume down.
I tune out.
Yeah, it's a mental thing for me.
I pick up my computer. I don't even think about it because I've seen most of them already.
Both sides.
Right.
And
both
then
sides.
You sit there and you're like, and then when I saw the back-to-back just from being in radio, I was like, someone's just, they don't care anymore.
Yeah.
They're just putting up.
And I'm able to dodge a lot of them because they really haven't bought a lot of time on SpongeBob, and that's what airs in my house most of the time.
It's funny you say that, though, because Maya just recently came up to me and she asked me who I'm voting for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I said, well, I think I'm going to vote for Obama. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, good. I said, well, why does that matter? She said, because I've seen all these commercials about Mitt Romney, and he's mean.
Wow.
That's a little research inside group right there that you get with that.
I was
and
really,
you know,
surprised.
My son got into a little bit of hot water with his grandfather, Dave, who is a very staunch, almost crazy Republican.
Really?
And he let it slip that we have an Obama sign in our yard.
Oh, dear God, what happened with that?
And Dave said to Robert, he said, really? You're telling the truth? Your father has an Obama sign in his yard? And Robert says, yeah, he wants him to win. And there was an awkward pause, and Dave said, we really shouldn't talk about this.
Oh, my.
You know, yeah. So
to your son?
Yep.
To your son?
Yep. It means that much to Dave.
It means a lot to me, too, but I'd laugh if it was a little kid talking about Romney.
I know, but I've still got my side.
You know, I had Romney people come up at my yard sale, still sold my shirts. That's the way I
attaboy.
Look at it.
That's how you do it.
Anyway, to me, the saturation level, I've never seen anything.
Yeah.
This is the first time that we've been this
inundated.
This real battleground.
Right. Now,
state.
You threw me when you said obscene because I thought maybe you were talking about the content, not literally being obscene,
but
what they were saying.
Is,
you know,
the frequency.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
obscenity is just that they're all bull-ass.
Yeah, I'll agree.
You know, they
I
really
skip them
are.
All.
It's very, very frustrating.
It's a window into this machine that is bigger than we'll ever be able to fathom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The dollars, I'll give you a different example.
Right.
Todd had, for some of his free applications, he has ads on there. Mm-hmm. And they barely make him any money. They're just like, click ads. So you pay per click. People
right.
pay per click.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the Obama and Romney campaigns are spending so much money on mobile advertising
right.
that while it's helping the little guys, he thought there was an error in the reporting or something was wrong because in one day there was such an uptick. But it was all these political ads coming in.
Hey, Mark, we got to take advantage of this. We got to get a little taste of this.
I agree
Where
with
are?
You.
We got to go 50-50. You got to get a Romney ad and an Obama ad.
Mm-hmm.
That is your mission for today.
Okay.
Get some political advertising.
Okay. I'd like that.
You could?
I
do you
like
know where
the
to
challenge.
Go?
I like. I know a few people I could ask to point me in the right direction.
The problem is going to be, what if only Romney steps up to the plate?
Yeah. Then I will do a Romney ad.
Really?
I will do a Romney ad.
Oh, that's going to be so awesome.
I will do a Romney ad. If the only people
I won't
vote for him, but I will read his commercial.
You will
Are
read you it at the still? Top of the show. Today's
I will
show
read.
Is
I will
to
read
Romney Ryan
for and our advertising will be to both sides. It will be at a premium.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
If we sell our advertising at a premium, I will do.
But
I will
what
do political
if what if Obama says
this is going to be great?
There's a boy that loves that right
what
now.
What if Obama?
My mouth is literally watering.
What if Obama's campaign says, "Look, we can't," and then
out.
Romney's like, "Of course,
screw it."
Wow.
There we go.
Cash is cash. Now, do you still favor banning or limiting campaign advertising?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
On television.
I'm a man of many, many hypocrisies.
Limit all advertising on TV.
Right. Now. What you don't understand is I can read a Mitt Romney ad.
Right.
As Mitt Romney.
And then the content of the
show. Oh, my God, that's added value.
After I read a Mitt Romney ad, I can talk about Barack Obama on my own.
That's right.
That's your content.
But
absolutely.
They better not think in the Obama camp that that's a license to not spend money on the Mike O'Mara
absolutely.
Show.
Because, yeah.
Why? Right. No, seriously.
I agree
Why
with
should
you.
We not have political advertising on this
yes.
show?
Yes.
I love it.
I was just asking my coworkers if they found the political advertising to be obscene, and then I asked
Oh,
for
people
it.
Will just do
Not obscene anymore.
And also, Mike, keep in mind, we'd give a better spin to it.
We sure would.
It'd be much more entertaining.
Yeah, we'd make them funny.
I don't think they would let us read them, though. They'd probably want to control
recorded.
The message.
It'd
yeah, well, they'll be recorded.
That's fine. And now here's Mark Ronick with a recorded message.
Yeah. Mark, that is your challenge of the
okay.
day.
Okay. Do it, man.
You know,
I accept.
Call your buddy possibly. Langer.
Yeah.
See what he can do to help you with that situation.
Some Langer management.
Also, on the program. before we go to break, I wanted to mention a story that just jumped out from Good Morning America this morning.
Oh, you're still over there.
Oh, they're great. They have good stories
we
like
miss
this.
You,
is
Mike?
David Hartman still on that show?
He's wonderful.
I do not like Stephanopoulos.
No.
I do not like Stephanopoulos.
No.
But I like the rest of the show. And they got Amy Robach there.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes. They split the week. It's usually Amy Robach at the front of the week, and then they finish with Elizabeth Vargas. That is better female talent than anybody over at NBC.
Vargas.
Not even close, you know? Mm-hmm. And Savannah, she ain't growing up.
I know.
Really?
I know. And CBS, I think.
Hi, I'm Savannah Guthrie.
Yeah, the teeth are a real problem.
I think I read on the net that CBS signs off until 11 a.m. now. They're not even on. They just come on with the prices.
They have Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, they do a Bob Keeshan back. Yeah.
You know, I just wish Tony was still on that show.
I wish
Tony was the weather guy.
And you know, you really should.
Congratulations to Sam, though. And incidentally, Rob and I were both complaining about this. Thank you, the 300,000 people that sent us the announcement of Sam marrying, getting engaged to his gay partner.
That's right. And I wish them all the best. Mazel tov.
Yes, absolutely.
You should give Tony a spin on Channel 5 in the morning because I do go back and forth. He's very good on Channel 5.
He's great on Channel 5.
That morning show is great.
So the story that came out of Good Morning America today, cab driver in Las Vegas, taking a guy to the airport, finds a paper bag, $221,000. Did you hear this story?
Yes, no. I did.
$221,000 in the paper bag. He returns it.
Wow.
The cab driver returns it, okay? But this is not the best part of the story. Here's the best part of the story. The guy that gets his $221,000 money bag gives the guy a hug and a $2,000 tip. What a dick.
Really?
$2,000.
What do you think is the appropriate reward?
More than
the guy,
$10,000 at least.
The guy on GMA did it by percentage, and Oscar's right. I would have said $20,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
10%. Give him
10%. Give him 20. Yeah. Give him 20. Yeah.
Well, Mark did that in his head.
Can you believe it?
Wow.
The guy returns a bag of cash, $221,000, and this cab driver is a decent enough guy, and he gives him $2,000.
Yep.
What
but
dick.
Let me, I guess, put this in perspective. And this isn't hokey. This isn't, you know, some kind of like just good feel. You know that that man, clearly, he didn't come from a place where he's like, I can take this and live with this on my conscience.
Right.
He'd rather give that money back and live a scot-free life.
Yes.
True.
And be okay and work hard.
Right.
Then hope for this guy to bail him out of something.
I would love to be the fly on the wall, the proverbial fly on the wall, where you're looking at this transaction going down and you know that there's not anybody around him that would say, if I'm a stranger and I'm sitting there, I'm saying something. You're going to give him $2,000 and he gave you back $221,000?
Did they have the cab driver on there?
They had the picture of the cab driver.
So that's less than 1%.
Let me just.
What did he say about the tip?
I don't know. They didn't. They had a solid picture of him.
It was just a story.
I'm the cab driver. I feel good about doing the right thing, and I have $2,000 I didn't have before. I wonder if I'm looking at it the way we as third parties are looking at it, saying, well, that's not even a percentage.
And I wonder if the guy, after he gave him the $2,000, he asked for a receipt.
Let me see. All right. A handful of weeks ago, a Las Vegas cab driver found a laptop case containing $221,510 in cash.
Whoa.
The Las Vegas Review reported Monday. He returned it. When a gambler who said he won it at the win, hello, how are you? When he won it at the win, was reunited with the hefty sum, the cabbie, Adam Waldemarum, received a verbal thank you and a tip of $2,000. Hmm. That is a less than 1% tip for returning a six-figure pile of cash. Yeah. Friends of the driver reportedly were disgruntled about the tip not being larger.
Ah.
Waldemarum himself seemed ambivalent about the size. According to the paper, Waldemarum works 12-hour shifts up to 6 days a week for a measly sum of $350 a week.
Well, that's trickle-down economics.
Stories of people stumbling upon money that isn't theirs and for one reason or another returning it aren't too rare. In 2008, a woman found $100,000 at a Cracker Barrel. Instead of using the money to fix her teeth, managed to give it back to a lady who then offered a reward of $1,000.
Wow.
What is wrong with people? These greedy bastards.
Yeah, if you lose $220, I see, I don't know if you're rich enough to be like, oh, it's no big deal, here's $2,000, or you really need that money, so you can't afford to give more than $2,000. I think you're just cheap. I think that's
what it is.
You're
totally cheap. You are a greedy bastard, and you need to be called on it.
You're cheap. Yeah.
And I would love to see somebody research this story more.
This guy's probably getting a hand. Like, I mean, he's getting an ass reaming, I imagine. He should have given him at least $10,000.
But you know what sucks? You know what really sucks is that the other guy's name isn't in the story.
You know,
the guy probably didn't cooperate with the press at all.
I have his name.
What's his name?
Todd Moore.
Todd Moore. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, it's Oscar's world.
Yay.
We're gonna find out why Oscar's so goddamn tired.
Look at him.
We'll take a break.
Sleepy.
Come right back after you enjoy the song "Stylings of Earth, Wind, and Fire." Yeah, there we go. A little tight on.
Nice.
I better stop talking so we can go to break.
Yeah.
Just want to hit the horns one more time. KCJJ.
Got to get you into my life.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by ScoreBig.com. Incidentally,
yes.
When I do that, when I break like that for KCJJ and we play that little. Do they stop and play commercials?
They do.
Yes. Okay, I've never listened.
Mr. William Suter is responsible for that.
I'm not out in Iowa, and I'm not on, be able to listen to the radio station, so I don't know whether that's true.
And then some announcer comes on and says, "You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show on KCJJ."
Congratulations are in order for you that you are now the voice of KCJJ.
That is correct. Yeah, very proud of that.
Why isn't Rob?
Huh?
Why isn't Rob the
voice? You don't want your best DJ also being your anchor.
He has a show.
That's right.
Steve Bridges, really, a message goes out to him. Steve, I know you want them all to work for you. They're f***ing working for me.
Uh-oh.
Thank you very much.
One by one.
All right, Steve.
You call this work?
Steve Bridges, they're all working for me. It's the Mike O'Mara Show on your station, all right?
We're still here.
Thank you. And you think you might want to call me once in a while?
Ask
if I want to do something on your radio station, huh?
He does.
You think I might want to do that, Steve?
He does all the time.
He does?
Yeah, he wants your promos, and he
he doesn't call me.
Well, he doesn't want to bother you.
Give him my phone number, douche.
Douche.
Yes.
Douche.
Yes. Yes.
Douche it is.
I don't need you as a firewall between me and Steve Bridges.
You know what it was?
Mike doesn't really do that, Steve. Mike's a dick. Mike really doesn't. Mike doesn't want to have anything to do with
KCJJ. That's
what we
tell him.
He really doesn't want to be bothered. I work 90 minutes a day.
How about another hour of Rob Radio this week?
No, Mike wants to know. Mike really hates you, and I wanted to have Steve give me a call. look.
I love his eyes right
look
now.
At the look.
Michael work for reading glasses.
No, I'd love to do. I will do. How many affiliates do I have?
Hold on, let me count.
One.
Right.
I'll do anything. I want to be part of that. I want Tommy Lang to say on Facebook that I just came in and realized Mike O'Mara is doing this on KCJJ. I love Steve Bridges, and I don't feel like my surrogate father loves me enough.
You know what? Your phones are up right now. You want Steve to call you?
Not now.
Well, of course not, because you're a douche.
No, I'm not a douche.
No, I'm kidding.
It's
a joke.
That's see the protective? General. See, this is his Iowa. Even though he would not have Iowa without my participation.
This is true.
He considers Iowa and KCJJ to be his.
You struck a nerve.
That's what he does.
No, that's really not what struck the nerve.
Severed a nerve.
I thought that... sort of running a little interference and sort of being the liaison, thought I was doing you a favor.
No,
you say you work 90 minutes a day, but what I thought you want is sometimes maybe you just want the other 22 and a half hours to not be that stuff.
No, have I first of all, hold on.
And I'm not trying to sound like a dick here.
Turn my replay up. All right. There we go. Have I ever refused anything for KCJJ?
Never have you once.
I have never refused anything for KCJJ. God, I did an
8-hour appearance for KCJJ.
Never have you denied them anything.
Right.
However, as a courtesy, and maybe this goes back to when I was your producer.
Okay.
I would always try to stand between you and the client or the advertiser.
I understand.
And protect
it's,
you a little
Artie
bit.
It's Artie and Larry Sanders.
And,
right?
And yeah. A little bit. You know what? I was your producer many times. Never a very good one, but often.
Right.
And I just, it's a hard thing to shake. I try to stand between you and the outside sometimes.
So what are you?
I can stay out of that.
What are you doing? Now, what the hell are you doing on KCJJ?
Well, just little announcements. You know, KCJJ, the mighty KCJJ.
So you're the booth announcer for KCJJ.
Exactly. Yeah. All just right. You know the IDs and such.
All right. And cool. Just to have you, I'll need a percentage of that.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll bring the $10 tomorrow. Thank
you. I'd like to announce that I'm taking over the sales team at KCJJ.
Wow. Good luck with that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm here to say, Steve, I'm ready. If he's got my phone number,
of course
he can call me anytime. Let's I can it. Call him. But if he needs anything or wants anything. Uh-huh. I love, first of all, I love going on that show.
Yeah.
I do that on my own.
Love is a strong word.
I love it.
He does.
I love it. You hate going on that
show?
Well, he hates every, you know what?
But they don't like you.
I know.
It's mutual.
They don't like you.
He hates the show.
They don't like you.
He hates the state. He's not an Iowa lover.
Iowa was great to me.
You don't hate the state.
No, Iowa was great.
Let me tell you something. I can tell, Iowa was very good. Honestly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Two thumbs up.
There you go.
Solid.
Let's move on. I didn't finish the commercial. This segment is brought to you by scorebig.com.
The best.
Watch it, Spiewak.
Yes.
Scorebig.com. Ever been to a game or a concert that's supposedly sold out, yet there are open seats all around ye? It's because they're really not sold out, people. But how do you get those tickets? That's the question you need to ask. There is a better way. It's called scorebig.com. They work with everybody associated with these tickets, promoters, ticket providers, the whole chamille, and they give you tickets of up to 60% off on your favorite team, whether it's baseball, NFL, NBA, college, or the NHL. You can choose a couple of upcoming games, like the Redskins and RG3.
You know, maybe.
I hate it. You know, I read copy when there are instructions on it. Choose a couple of performing. I do. You don't need to put that on the copy
all
anymore.
Right, we shall.
Redskins and RG3, they've got that. USC Trojans football, Michigan football,
that's
the 49ers,
three.
New York Giants, Washington Nationals, the Dodgers versus Giants,
six.
Yankees, Red Sox. Well, it's too late for that.
Seven.
So you might want to X that out.
God. Yeah, it might be. We're trying to keep up. But you're only
tickets
supposed
to read. Tickets at scorebig.com. Two a day, I know. Tickets at scorebig.com are always below box office price. Guaranteed.
Great site, though.
I have everybody working against me.
That's
go to
right.
scorebig.com. I know you're all out to get. I'm not paranoid, but I know you're all out to get.
You are correct.
Yeah, and go today
to,
it's working.
Go to scorebig.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout and save at least $30 off the box office price on your first purchase.
Hi. Yes, yeah, Steve. No, he's not going to want to do that. He doesn't like. He's very busy.
Well, what's he doing?
Well, he's got to go drink. That's what he does during the day. He goes out and drinks.
Well, I don't understand why that's such a problem for him.
Steve, you don't understand, Mike. He's a very complicated man.
Well, all I know is I love the Mike O'Mara show and all you guys.
Okay, I'll talk to you next time. Am I going to be able to stay at your house when I come out there with Carrie and the kids and get free stuff again?
You bet, Rob. You're the only one that really cares. Bye now.
Goodbye, Steve.
Thank you very much.
That was strong.
You left out one part.
What's that?
When I say, by the way, don't trust Buzz as an announcer. He's all coked up.
All right. Without further ado, let's get to it. It is the... Oh, good. I love it. We have the music for Oscars World.
Why is Oscar time?
Oscars World.
Oscars World. And I will tell you that yesterday on the
Oscars
program...
Oscars World.
Yesterday on the show... I really was totally in to that Buzz's old bit for his
old-timey.
Birthday. Buzz was into it. Buzz's comments were hysterical. Rob worked overtime. Mm-hmm. I was watching you, and I just said, did you appreciate that comedy?
There was
that old-fashioned comedy.
I didn't know it was coming. Well, you know what I really appreciated was the work it took to actually put that together.
Yes,
and that I do too.
And that was phenomenal. And there's no one else I think that I know in the business. I'm actually I'm positive that actually can get that type of notice of 2 days and pull that type of.
You got less than 24 hours.
Yeah. It was dinner time on Sunday.
It was great.
Table dinner did that.
Yeah, about instead, a little over 24 hours.
He killed it.
And you know, it's the one thing mentioned. You know, and this is another thing for Rob Steele when I'm like. I'm giving him these incredible accolades the whole time. You know, Rob, it's just a tit for tat. You might want to mention it was my idea.
I said it yesterday.
You did not say it yesterday.
I swear on my kid's life, I said it was a great idea.
You did?
It was Mike's idea.
Right.
Remember, I believe you said, and maybe this part was off air, but I did thank you on air for the idea.
Okay.
You said fireworks or something, explosion or dynamite or so. I'll tell you exactly what the text said.
Okay.
And you said, here's an idea. And I said, great, let's do it.
Right.
And so, yeah, I would like to thank Mike O'Mara for the idea.
Well, and
because
there's
it was
the teamwork.
Awesome.
Your idea, his execution,
exactly.
My reaction.
The way he executed was great.
And but I will tell you, I hate to do nonverbals. And this is why we're doing Oscars World Tour.
Right.
I would now, and this is once again for the Ustreamers, and you'll have to look at the video feed
in
order to, when Rob was doing that incredible bit, and Buzz was peppering it with comments like, you know, when he was the caveman, I still have the drawings.
Yes.
This is funny.
Yeah.
This is funny shite that we're talking about here. I'm just going to do the look that I saw.
This is Oscar.
Or Oscar's look.
Oscar's look. La, 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 la. Oscar's look.
So I observed you looking very
That's
tired.
Pensive.
Looked, I thought you were.
Those are probably the second or first times I've ever heard some of that audio.
Okay. That's
in my life.
That was part of the problem. But it speaks to the larger issue.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I look at all your Facebook pages, and I like to test your mood and see what's happening. And you said something like, I need a vacation. At some point over the weekend, tired.
This started this past Tuesday when after the debate, or Wednesday or Thursday after the debate.
Okay.
Wednesday after the debate. That's what it was. And if you know what we've been trying to do here on the program outside of my 9 to 5 is we've been trying to update the video feed for the Mike O'Mara show.
Right.
And while this is a labor of love, it's also time, not just the time that we spend here, the time I spend at the office after hours trying to, because a lot of this machine was actually built elsewhere and tested elsewhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the hours that were logged putting this together has really caught up with me just to bring it in here, but I'm happy to be here and it's starting to work, and you know, it just gets better by the day.
Would it be safe to say, that we now have one of the better video presentations of any podcast in the United States?
Maybe the best.
Yes.
Would that be the best?
We do.
I mean, we are proud. You know, you're looking at our little Brady Bunch split screen with four shots, and we're very, very pleased at the way the video works on this. And I think it's safe to say, tell your neighbors, tell your friends to go to Ustream, and you can enjoy the show a lot more when you see the video presentation.
Yeah, and it's a reinvesting of not just money, you know, that comes into the show through Amazon, or our supporters that buy the Dick Queasy t-shirts, but it's really our time as well. And
Rob loves KCJJ.
That project.
He's already thinking about that.
That project in itself took up a lot of time. So it's kind of that lull that comes afterwards. But what you guys didn't know is this past weekend, a couple of things came into play. One is my family came into town. And so I had my niece and nephew come in. And for a guy that's not used to having kids around, they are taxing on you. I can't imagine. Well, you get to a place, and my sister says this to me every time she leaves after a long weekend. She's like, one day you will have kids and you'll realize it's not that hard.
Right.
But when you have these little kids around, they really drain you.
Oh, it's a total disruption of what you're accustomed to.
Yeah.
When you have a system sort of in place, it's not so bad.
Yeah, you're used to getting up in the morning on the weekend, walking around in your underwear, and enjoying life.
This is even worse than the cat looking at it.
And on a sad note, and my prayers, and I didn't want to mention this earlier, but we're talking about, my prayers go out to my wonderful girlfriend, Shannon. Her grandmother passed away on Friday morning. So she flew out, and she's been in Florida for the past 3 days helping her aunt take care of her grandmother.
Well, that's a shame. I'm sorry. Please pass along.
Yeah, it's been a little emotionally taxing.
Okay,
she's doing very well. The biggest thing that is weighing on my mind right now is a conversation I had, I'm almost positive, Thursday night, where I was with Todd Moore. I think you guys all know
him. Here we go.
That'll do it.
It's Todd Moore again.
I was with my girlfriend Shannon, and we had gone to BW3's, a local wing place.
Very crispy wings there, Todd. Right.
And
loves it.
We ended up back at Todd's, and we just were partaking some adult beverages.
Right.
And I think Todd found out that RJ is being flown to Reno.
Right.
And he was kind of flabbergasted by the whole thing because he's like, your show's flying RJ out to Reno? And I said, yeah, you know, he's our engineer. He's part of the show. And then he looks at Shannon and he goes, are you being flown out? And then she says, no, I think, you know, actually we're flying ourselves. Oscar's flying us out.
Oh.
And
is your lady coming out to the Reno?
She will be
show?
Coming, yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good stuff.
And
not
then,
mine.
And then Todd said, well, She goes, well, you should be flown out, Shannon. And then she goes, no, I'm just like, I'm the girlfriend. He goes, well, I should be flown out. And then he goes, I'm a bigger character than RJ.
Yes, he is.
I liked it. I like that he cares. I'm applauding that he cares.
Well,
I
you know what?
It.
That is crispy wing Todd Moore. That is drunk Todd Moore. And because I made a long list of all the things that Todd is, and he's a lot of great things, but a character, that ain't him.
I love
and
it.
And I sat there, and I was, and Shannon's like, no, I like being on the program. And she's like, no, but you're a kid. So then Todd and Shannon were battling out on who the most important characters were on the Michael Mara show.
God.
And it was like watching your best friends fight.
Yeah.
And who deserved to be flown out and who deserved to go over RJ and who was more popular than RJ.
Oh, my God.
And it was a battle of these tertiary characters.
I'm
I was
a
like,
bigger character.
Yeah, but in Shannon's defense, she's like, look, I she goes, the Shannon bit, like, and I had to explain that to Todd because Todd didn't know who Scott Shannon was.
Right.
And then Todd,
a great character would understand all the running jokes.
RJ knows.
RJ does know, and so does Shannon.
Exactly.
And then Todd was like, well, I want to go, but I don't know. So it was a big back and forth, and that's been weighing on me for 4 days.
Oh,
and,
yeah, let it go.
And well, if you want to do something. He can't afford it.
If you want to do something. Yeah, right, exactly.
What will he do?
If you want to please Todd, explain to Todd that we're flying RJ out to Reno because he's down in Tampa for his little 6-month contract, and he will not be allowed back.
That's right.
So anyway,
he's already wrecked. He's burned that bridge.
Right, exactly.
But my energy level is great. Yesterday, really, I enjoyed what he did. I just hadn't heard most of that audio.
And everything else is going fine in your life?
Everything's great.
And by the way, the actual text I got from Mike, Lightning Bolt, Buzz Burbank birth year flashbacks. We play newsreel clips from yesteryear when Buzz was 5, 10, etc. Have a blast. So yes, absolutely Mike's idea, and I never meant to disguise that
fact. God bless you, Rob. Thank you.
Team effort.
New tech.
We all need pats on the back.
New tech for one available today for you.
That's good. That's good stuff, and thank you for the Oscars world. Before we go to break, we got to do this real quick, because tomorrow's the big day.
Right.
The announcement, our 3 finalists. Rob, what do we have here?
In no particular order, our 3 finalists for our bands for our show in Reno at Circus Circus. Let's begin with All in a Day. This is their offering called With Fire. I really like this singer, and I like their sound.
Yeah. Very enthusiastic about our show. Very enthusiastic about wanting to participate.
They're happening.
This has an angry feel, kind of like Todd Moore when he finds out he has to pay for a plane ticket.
Well recorded, too. Very nice.
Yeah,
stuff.
Very smooth.
Very
okay.
Strong.
Again, in no particular order, The Speaks. Their song is called Life's a Joke. And I like their presentation. If you look at their video on our website, they have like a true story video, like classic MTV.
Yes,
I really enjoyed it. And a good song.
Pretty long intro. Great radio talk-up interview.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, The Speaks for you. The Mike O'Barry Show. Having a fabulous afternoon. Take it away, boys. I guess you're not going to sing now. Well, we'll give you another chance to sing a little bit later. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike O'Barry presents live on stage at Circus Circus, The Speaks. Now they're going to keep up.
You hate the downbeat intro, don't you? It's funny, but it's not a... And our
really
third
great.
And final finalist, Mike, they're called Decoy, and they had a great presentation of a medley of songs that they do. Cover band, but I really like their sound. Here's Decoy. Again, a great recording.
Pretty strong.
Good musicianship.
Take it to the vocal, Rob.
1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me, cause you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. And my mama said the love's all that matters. But I'm always on the
cover. Cover band, but really good vocals.
Mm-hmm. Nice vocals, yeah. And that's really what separates a cover band is the vocalist, I think.
Those are the 3 bands. So we've got All in a Day.
Yes.
The Speaks.
And Decoy.
And Decoy. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, the big announcement on who's going to be our Reno house band.
It's going to be tough.
Thank you all for all of your entries.
Absolutely.
Really. You know, we're very cheap people.
Yeah.
And we are so honored and thrilled that we can put this kind of musical performance on for you and not have to deplete our...
Very little cash out of pocket.
Because
yes.
The bottom line is, yes, you know, we love entertaining you, but we do this for the money.
Yes, of course.
I'm terribly sorry to say that, but I'm not. I don't care. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Rob and the Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who is that?
Cosby. Yes. This is the theme to the old Cosby Show. Just called Bill Cosby Show, wasn't it?
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the Shenandoah Valley Wine and Music Festival.
I'm going to try to get out to this.
Right? Yeah.
And so. It's just, I think we're going to have a good weekend for weather. Mm-hmm. Enjoy breathtaking views of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Take taste amazing Virginia wines and listen to great bands all day long. And there'll be pumpkin chunking. I so want to go out and see this.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Using engineered catapults with a 3/4 mile range.
Yay.
I love a commercial that puts that in there.
I do too.
With a 3/4 mile range.
Think of this.
It all happens Friday, October 12th through Sunday, October 14th. So it's Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yes,
it and
Friday.
Oh, yes. Good stuff. That is just off the Long Branch Farm in Millwood, Virginia, just off of Route 50. Anybody tell me where Millwood is? Do you know where
Just off Route 50.
Just off Route 50.
You can't miss it.
Is it out west past Middleburg?
I think so.
Oh, we got to find out.
I'll find out.
Don't any of you go. You lived there your whole life. You don't know where Millwood, Virginia is?
I can see the pumpkins from my house.
Oh, Jesus. All right. For more details, visit Historic. Mark, find out where Millwood
is. Yes, sir.
For more details, visit historiclongbranch.com, where advanced discount tickets are on sale till October 10th. Take the kids and take in the fall colors, the Shenandoah Valley Wine and Music Festival.
Yeah.
Listen, there are a lot of festivals every year. Every weekend in Washington, there's something going. This one just sounds like one of the better ones.
It's got all the great ingredients.
So check it out.
And the weather looks great.
Yeah. Let's open up the...
No.
Oops, what? Wrong. Let's open up.
Thank you.
Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, October 9th. Yeah, my glasses are working great.
It's funny that
look good, though.
Oscar would have brought up the fact that, you know, having kids is hard. Having kids changes things. It really does, because now every Monday about dinner time, Robert says, Dad, will you watch wrestling with me tonight?
Okay.
And you know what? I usually do. I never really focus on it, but I sit down and I watch his favorite program. Last night, though, was something I think even you would enjoy, Mike.
He's strong, isn't he?
Your Robert, very strong.
Very, very,
very strong. Enthusiastic.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Opinionated. He's all these things. But on Monday Night Raw, they were bringing out The Miz, and The Miz is a wrestler, and he wanted to be interviewed. And The Miz has been having a Twitter feud with another television star. And the other television star came on wrestling, Mike, it was Larry King.
Oh, my God.
Larry King on Monday Night Raw. Here is his introduction.
Shirtless. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing television icon and host of Larry King Now on Hulu.com, Mr. Larry King.
Now, this is an absolute treat. The legendary Larry King. Go Sacramento.
They're in Sacramento.
Thank you, WWE Universe. I'm here with my lovely wife, Sean.
Now, let me sort of paint the picture. You know how on wrestling they have, like, the big stage, and then there's a ramp that goes to the center ring, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, Larry has got his desk set up on the stage with his RCA microphone and his fossil wife, who is really not aging well. And it's Larry, and he's, of course, wearing jeans, which
gross.
I hate Larry
with
in
his
jeans.
Suspenders.
Yes, of course.
Oh, it's so gross with his stoop shoulders.
And it really is. And I found out that wrestling in the NBC Universal world, that's the second biggest vehicle that NBC has to promote something.
Oh, wow.
So obviously, Larry can't go on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
So he's allowing himself to be sort of mocked, and he's promoting his new internet show on wrestling.
So Hulu, if you haven't used it, you should use it.
Yeah,
Hulu
is great.
I love it. I just tried it, yeah.
So when you're on there, it's got a bunch of different channels. And while most people will dog Larry for going to an internet broadcast station.
Right.
Or online broadcast station, he really has transformed. Now, his show is still as crappy as it was
it's
before.
It's the same show.
Right. But people could find it. It's and smart, he's kept himself alive that way.
Yeah, well, hello.
Yeah.
I mean, how am I going to diss Larry King when I'm doing the same thing?
I think you'll be able to diss him after you hear some of these tapes.
Oh, and incidentally, I didn't even talk to you guys like this off, during the calendar year 2013, a real television program. monthly television program, the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'd like that.
Yeah. I've
you got
I've
a guy?
Been, I've been talking.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
so I just thought
do you have any people there. That are going to be on with you?
Yeah, you guys.
Okay, good. You just said you hadn't mentioned that.
Yes.
Okay, good.
But you're just paranoid because the whole KCJJ. Yeah. Of course you guys.
Oh, cool.
You
cool.
The way
it's going to be, yeah. And
you get Buzz to announce it.
It'll be terrific. Yeah. Buzz will be the announcer.
Do the booth.
Yes.
All right, back to Larry.
And now I'm about to introduce my special guest for tonight.
Oh, it's the Miz, Mike.
Well, you recall. Larry King.
All right, I can't stand it. Stand it anymore.
Do you want to hear the best insult that The Miz had against Larry King?
Go ahead, and then let's move forward.
Thank God I'm on this stage. Because if I wasn't, then it'd be filled with amateurs. Yes, I said amateurs. You wish you were a champion. And you wish that you were as good as a talk show host as I am when you were my age. You see this championship, Larry? Do you see the championship?
I did, yeah.
I've had more championships than you've had wives, and he has had main events.
The most awkward, odd moment. I won't play it because I see that you're
right now the awkward moment.
I love when Mark chooses to jump on. Mark is the guy that's on the
top. You've been taking a lot of credit. No, you got plenty of accolades.
Mark is the kind of guy that's on the iceberg. And after the Titanic hits, he says, do you have room for one more?
It's Goldberg.
What's in a name? Right. And I love Larry. He had to
no
exit
more
Miz. During a fight.
No, I'm sorry. No, more Miz. I'm blowing that up. I am done. I'm
vetoing
the Miz.
Why don't you pay attention to what I just said? I said I'm not going to play it.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm just telling you that Larry had to make a great exit.
Yes.
While they're fighting in the stands.
So he had to walk out?
Magnificently awkward, and that's why I can occasionally watch wrestling.
And you paid attention because it was Larry King.
Yeah, I did. All I did.
And
okay.
His son.
Now, also last night, as a great television viewing, on the Jay Leno Tonight Show, Arnold was on.
Oh, my God.
And Arnold.
He is everywhere. He
well,
is
he's got a book
stopping.
To sell.
Yeah,
he's
amazing.
Got a book to sell. And they asked him what it was like watching himself on 60 Minutes.
Really?
Yes.
Good question.
And I thought this was sort of telling.
When I started watching it, I felt really great. They talked about my career and they talked about...
Is that anywhere you'd go if that was you in that situation? I thought it was great.
I thought it was really
Arnold
great.
Yeah, but this is how Arnold does it.
When I started watching it, I felt really great. They talked about my career and they talked about, you know, the immigrant story, the show business and bodybuilding, and they had shots of all these different things and politics and so on. But then when it got to the scandal, you know, it's, I tell you, it was very tough to do the interview and be, you know, questioned by.
Yes, Buzz?
All right, let me get this straight. So he liked the good part,
right.
But he didn't like the bad
part. All right,
part.
Exactly.
Who has the more extensive vocabulary, Donald Trump or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Ty.
I think Arnold has a bigger vocabulary,
yeah.
But I think that Trump uses it better with more enthusiasm. So anyway, that was that about that. Also, happy birthday today to John Lennon. Mm-hmm. He would have been 72.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And this is something I'd never heard before, and I appreciate Eric Quick, listener Eric Quick, for sending this. When George Harrison was making his album, is it Days of Future Past?
Yes,
no, that's
Moody
Blues.
No, that is Moody Blues. I don't know.
I don't know why
starting,
the album escaped.
Starting
you.
Over. I don't know.
But this is from 1970. George Harrison was in the studio. John Lennon.
I don't want to be mean today. I really don't. I know the album you're talking about, right?
Yes.
So I'm not going to say.
No,
the album is called "I Don't Care."
Okay.
No, John Lennon is an icon.
Imagine.
I do care about John Lennon. I just don't care about the albums.
Well, but the thing that you'll like here, this is when he was in the studio making the album. Harrison recorded a birthday song
Can I
for
say
John
I'm
Lennon.
Sorry to you today.
No, I don't even want.
I've been really.
I don't even want
I've
it.
I've been
fine.
Really rough.
I don't
on you
even
today.
Want it. I don't even want it because you know what? Everyone has feelings, and if you keep them bottled up, it's no good. It's like a cancer, Mike.
Just gotta let it go.
They have to get out. So let it go,
okay,
man.
I'll let it go.
Let it go.
You get sick.
I'll let it
That's
go.
Right. That's
so
right.
For John Lennon's 30th birthday, George Harrison's gift to him was a song, and I had never heard this before, and I thought this is kind of
George
cool.
Harrison?
Yes, a song that he gave to John Lennon for his birthday with Ringo.
Number 30.
This is George performing it?
Yeah.
I smell drugs.
Yeah. A lot.
So do I.
What are the lyrics?
It's Johnny's birthday. That's all I can make out.
Right.
What year was this?
1970.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Right in the middle. They're whacked.
They hate it.
Yeah.
You know, the Beatles, nobody could take away the musical accomplishment
now.
But there was definitely a period of time where the Beatles were guys where anybody who was probably sober that was in their orbit in any way was just going, Jesus Christ, can we leave the studio now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? I'm sure it was just like that.
All things must pass. That's the album I was trying to think of. So forgive me for
Days of Future. Past.
Yes. I really love that song. On QVC, do you still watch a lot of QVC?
Constantly.
Great moment yesterday. There's a host yesterday named Cassie Slane.
Oh, but they she's were trying a loud
to
mouth.
Sell. They were trying to sell a sort of a knockoff of the iPad or the Kindle for kids. She passes out.
Really?
Fainted.
But before she's almost about ready to fall.
Fainted, yeah.
They cut to a close shot of the product, and her co-host keeps talking.
And as she goes to faint, she grabs her chest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Cut away to the product.
But I want you to hear this because she just stops talking, and the co-host, the
tool. We'll have this on our YouTube page.
Absolutely. Check this out.
Go to our page. What's so great about this is the kids love tablets. They love playing with tablets.
Uh-huh.
They love the games. They love the educational games. But mom and dad want them to be safe. They want them to do, you know, everything on. But, you know, it's...
You okay? Okay. What it does is it gives...
Oh, my God!
Listen to the guy. Able to offer a piece of electronic equipment that is simple for children to operate.
He just keeps going.
Keeps selling!
I know, that's why I reacted.
You
want to
hear it again?
Yeah, listen, the guy doesn't miss a beat.
And by
not
the way,
not even like, is she okay?
We expect the same thing on this show.
Yeah. They love the games, they love the educational games. But mom and dad want them to be safe. They want them to do, you know, everything on. But, you know, it's...
You okay? Okay. What it does is it gives us an opportunity for us to be able to offer.
And you never see her fall, but you know that the guy never misses a beat.
Wow. Is that all you people think about?
Low blood sugar, correct?
Could be.
Yeah, that's what it was.
She says she's much better. She actually tried to get back up and get back, and they wouldn't let her.
Incredible.
On TBS yesterday for the Nationals game,
yes.
Bob Brenly was one of the announcers.
Bob Brenly.
And he explained the effect that shadows have when you're playing an afternoon game.
Oh, very difficult.
But he doesn't really get it right. Keep in mind that shadows change because the Earth spins on its axis, okay? But he's explaining it.
Yeah, right now, Bryce Harper is the guy that's going to have to deal with it more than anybody else. But as the game progresses, as we know, the sun doesn't actually move, but we move around the sun, and that will cause it to shift to right field.
That's how it works.
I think so.
Yeah, we move around the sun.
Exactly. We're moving around that guy. Now, Lady Gaga says in 2010 she will never lip sync.
Did he just say the sun moves around?
No,
the
he Earth said moves shadows are caused by the fact that we're moving around the sun, which it doesn't. That changes our seasons.
Right.
All right. All right. Lady Gaga said in 2010 she would never lip sync.
Just in case any of you were wondering if I ever lip sync during my shows, the answer is no. I never lip sync. I never have lip synced, and I never will.
Now you may ask yourself,
sounds like she's got a little bit of that Belushi Coke nose.
Why should I play a 2-year-old tape of Lady Gaga? Because I also invite you to go to our YouTube page.
Okay.
The audio doesn't do you any good here. You need to see this.
Right.
Of her stopping down during a concert, and you can watch her vomit. And yet, she keeps on singing.
Really?
So if she's not lip syncing, she's better than Edgar Bergen.
What's everybody vomiting on stage?
I know.
Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga?
I know, but you can actually see the chunks, Mike.
Do we know what she ate?
I do not know. I do not know. Hey. And we will close today, Mike, with Jimmy Kimmel. We touched on this yesterday, but I think Kimmel sort of gets it better than us.
Okay.
He sort of explains Columbus Day and why it's so great.
Every Columbus Day, I do the same thing. It's a tradition. I dress up as a Native American and cry. Christopher Columbus, back in 1492, happened upon North America by mistake. He was trying to find India, but he was using the Apple Maps app. It is kind of funny that we have a national holiday to honor a guy who basically got lost and wouldn't admit it. He was looking for India. Not only didn't he find India, he was 13,000 miles off. India is only 5,000 miles from Spain. It's 18,000 miles away from us here. So what did Columbus do? He saw land on the horizon. He turned to his crew and he said, "There it is, India. I found it." And then he called everyone who lived here Indians for the whole rest of the time. He was an idiot. Columbus was an idiot. And today we honor him.
That's right. And that, Mike, that is your magic audio.
Thank you, Rob. We will take a break. We will come back with Buzz and News right after this. Go, Daddy, go! Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. We are running late. Let's get right to it. Without further ado, Mr. Buzz Burbank, after his glorious birthday weekend.
Thank you, Mike. And if I collapse, fellas, at any point in this commercial, just keep going.
I could sell it on the show. I could go at any minute.
We are brought to you today by CB Lucas AC and Heating.
Yeah, hey, welcome back.
That's great.
Yeah, that's good. Give him a round of applause.
Mike has used them. Rob has used them. And now I have, too. And we all couldn't be happier. Yeah, they're amazing.
The best.
They are the best.
CB Lucas, and I know you're going to read the copy.
That's fine.
But they went out to, everybody knows Kate Powers. And
yes.
And her husband's house.
Right.
And they put a
Let's not talk about him.
They put a
Katie Forbes,
AC system.
Yeah.
HVAC system in his home within 24 hours. No one else could do it, and he did it right away.
Wow.
And the
one
follow,
day.
The follow-up is terrific.
Yeah. So get your system ready for winter right now. Call CB Lucas for all your heating, AC, and plumbing needs, especially if your system is older than dirt. You can start saving on utility bills right now. CB Lucas has 48-month same-as-cash financing or instant rebates on high-efficiency train systems. That offer ends October 31st, so get busy. Do what we do, all of us. Call 855-CB-LUCAS. That's 855-CB-LUCAS, or click their ad on our website.
You can't stop a train.
No, you can't.
That's right.
Never has one man disappointed so many women in one night. Remember the gender gap that had Obama leading Romney by an 18-point margin among women voters?
Yes.
Gone. Completely gone. Mm-hmm. It's now 47-47 among women, according to new poll results from the Pew Research Center.
Phew.
Talk about your October surprise. Never in presidential campaign history has such a reversal occurred, not just among women, but among all voters. By Pew's count, Obama's 51-43 overall lead turned into a Romney lead of 49-45, a 12-point swing all in one night. Polls by Gallup and UPI, not as grim for the president, but even they show he has lost any meaningful lead and at best is now tied with the man he was poised to beat all in one night.
Yeah, and he will go down in history as, if this does result in the election loss, the worst performance of any politician in modern history in his debate. He punted it.
Do you think he can do you think he can reverse it?
Yeah,
if he can do that much damage in one night, can he repair it in one night?
I think anything is possible.
Experts are mixed on that.
No one else will ever play it safe.
Right.
Right.
They tried to play it safe
yeah.
and they effed it up.
And it is style, and it is style is important, and style got him elected. And the fact is that you know, he does read off of teleprompters.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah. Yep.
And he does not speak well off the cuff. He doesn't. And he has to show me now if he can. And I do agree with the people that say do not underestimate Barack Obama. I agree with that. But at the same time, I am disappointed. I am furious. And really, it doesn't change the policies. That's what amazes me. But we don't live in that world anymore. Right. We live in a...
I've even heard liberal observers say he cannot come back at this point, that he's already made his impression, that no matter what his performance is, I hope they're wrong.
As far as debates, you might be right. Whether it's going to lose him the election, we'll have to wait
and
see.
Yeah, I'm just curious because there's stories coming out now from Romney camp, and I don't know if this is contrived or it's real or what's happening, that his more moderate stance these days has really is really the real Romney. It's not the political party line that he's been towing this entire campaign.
To please the right wing of the party.
Yes.
To get to this point.
Now, the question is he really a moderate, or is he really, who is he?
Exactly.
You know what? People that lived in Massachusetts would tell you that he is, but when you see the way he behaves, listen, I talk about that. I've got a single issue. I've never had it in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about my health care situation.
Right. Right. Doesn't
you know,
change. Yeah.
Pre-existing goes away in 2014 if Obama gets reelected. And
Obama gets reelected, it stays.
Pre-existing conditions, you will not be denied because of a pre-existing condition if this stays in effect.
Yes.
So I'm voting for one particular issue here because I think it's fair.
Right.
Anybody that goes through what I've been going through, and I still don't know whether I'm going to get health care or not. At the same time, you know, I watched that debate and I was like, what the hell? He's getting waxed. And everybody knew that.
Right.
It's amazing. It's colossally just unprepared. I was stunned by that.
In your lifetime, have you ever had a presidential election that your vote was determined by one issue?
No. I usually go party line all the way. And this is one where I just would like to see the changes to health care. I got news for you, people. Vote for this guy and see what happens. If you're a middle class person, vote and see what happens. I don't believe that things are going to get better for you if you're in the middle class. I really don't. I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second. I don't think that giving breaks to wealthy people in any way, shape, or form in any way results in them passing it along. They pass it along to their goddamn bank accounts,
it
too.
It didn't seem to work before.
Right, we'll see what happens.
On the campaign trail, Romney's saying we need a president who'll use the nation's power for a stronger handling of the Middle East. He gave no specifics. The Obama campaign responded by accusing Romney of using Bush advisors to advise him to do some chest thumping. But Romney's also hitting the Obama administration's vulnerability on securing our embassies. There are now claims that our ambassador, the one who was killed, asked for increased security and was not only turned down, but was told to stop asking. The U.S. and Israel are reportedly considering a surgical strike on Iran's nuclear enrichment facilities. According to the Foreign Policy magazine, that operation would reportedly take anywhere from 2 hours to 2 days, but would set back Iran's nuclear development program by 2 years. And then there's North Korea.
Scary little world we're living in right now.
Well, there's North Korea as well, which said yesterday that the continental U.S. is now within range of some of its missiles. North Korea has at least 1,000 missiles. We know this to be true, some of them with long-range capabilities.
Wow.
The trend of Americans moving away from organized religion continues. Another new Pew survey shows that a fifth of us now don't identify ourselves with any religion, 20%, one out of five, and that the number of Protestants in this country is down to 50%.
How about that, Rob?
I love it. What am I supposed to say? You just keep kicking, okay?
Whatever you say, Robert's going to tell your uncle.
That's right. And he'll love that, and it's his grandfather.
Thank you. 13 million of us now identify ourselves as atheists or agnostics. 13 million. 33 million say we have no religious affiliation. The religious among us are vanishing at the rate of about 1% per year. 46 million of those who don't identify with a religion say they are still spiritual and feel a deep connection with nature. About two-thirds of the unaffiliated say they do believe in God. They just don't tie into any church. Mm-hmm. Former Penn State assistant football coach and convicted child molester Jerry Sandusky, just before showtime, was sentenced to a minimum of 30 and no more than 60 years in prison, a life sentence indeed. He said, though, last night from his jail cell, in his heart, he knows he did not do these alleged disgusting acts, whatever that means. Sandusky says his accusers made those allegations for prestige and publicity and profit. One of his accusers says Sandusky knows what he did in that shower. Sandusky will be sentenced today, was sentenced today to, as I said, what amounts to a life sentence for him.
He kind of indicated that it was an organized operation against him, and what I just can't wrap my head around is why he could believe that when there's really nothing to be gained on the other side.
Note that he always qualifies his responses to these sorts of questions with, in my heart, that's what I believe.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it a fact.
Yeah, no, you're right. Not.
Hope he dies in prison.
And there's an interesting...
You may get your wish.
An interesting side effect, and we've talked about this.
I mean, soon.
We knew this was coming, but there's an interesting side effect to the Boy Scouts of America finally releasing that list of men who'd been expelled for alleged sexual abuse. Here's that side effect, that surprise. Yeah. The list contains the names of men who've never been reported to police before.
Hello, canteen boy.
Men who
canteen
have
boy.
Canteen boy.
Perhaps in some cases stayed under the legal radar. This list contains 1,900 names.
Can I just say,
sure,
I might piss people off here. My old man didn't let me get into scouting. I got no idea why he didn't. I'm wondering though now.
Yeah.
And you know, has anybody ever been to like a convenience store on a weekend and you see some of these dudes come in their scouting
shorts.
Uniforms?
I've seen it.
All right.
Yeah, but it
does. Is anybody really surprised at this?
No, but it does. This is the thing.
Scouting.
My mom used to always leave us with something when we'd leave the house, my brother and I.
Right.
And it's something that I think everybody should address, whether you are close to your children or not, at any age, is no dejen que te toquen tu cosita, which is don't let them touch your thingy.
Well, let's put that on our website or something.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Absolutely.
So we
got to wrap it up. We're running super late.
Sandusky, Boy Scouts in Kentucky, meanwhile, a former Cincinnati Bengals cheerleader agreed to give up her teaching career at age 26 so she can continue the relationship she began with a 17-year-old male student. In exchange for quitting teaching, she won't have to register as a sex offender. She and the younger man left the courtroom holding hands.
Yep, and you know what his name is?
What?
Lucky!
Yeah, boy! And very popular.
And finally, don't you just hate it when you're so sure of something and you turn out to be wrong? That was the case in Dallas where a teenager was arrested for underage drinking and resisting arrest. You see, the reason he fought with the arresting officer is he wanted to go back into the bar and get his credit card. With a few drinks in him, the 19-year-old was just certain he'd left his credit card in there. He hadn't. It was in his pocket the whole time.
Yeah, so. That's a drunky drunk
but
move.
Young Corey Weddington III
Corey Reddington the third.
Hello.
Hello. Where's my credit card?
See, his really, really big mistake was he grabbed the officer in the one place he really shouldn't have. He grabbed the policeman's balls.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He should have followed Oscar's mom's advice.
Wow. Right.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today brought to you by TLC Laser Eye Center. Their staff is friendly. The surgeon's experienced. TLC's equipment is always state-of-the-art, and the TLC lifetime commitment is huge. TLC has locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered. To schedule a free consult to see what you've been missing, call 877-TLC-2020 or check out their website. It's brand new, tlcvision.com. Remember, it's TLC, and be sure to tell them you heard about it on the Mike O'Mara Show. TLC Laser Eye Center. Tomorrow, as the countdown to Reno continues, we'll make the announcement about our big winner in the house band contest for our live show in Reno, Nevada at Circus Circus on November 10th. Look forward to seeing you back for that. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.